from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It is the day after the first practice in pads for the Steelers, and we are an hour and 37 minutes into our radio show, and we haven't talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
That probably has not been the case since like 2018 when they made the Archer trade.
Yeah.
And I believe that was a little bit deeper into training camp, though I can barely remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. We got to get into this, man. Hey, Mark Caboli got my blood pumping this morning when I read his coverage. Our Steelers insider, our good friend Mark Caboli. Here's the headline. Steelers training camp. New look offense bullies defense. On day one in pads, and in seven shots, the Steelers just running the ball. Bulldozers, Doran. And look, I never played in the NFL. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill here, but usually this time of year, defenses are ahead of offenses. I think we all assume the Steelers' defense will be pretty good. I'm taking that as a really good sign that the offense was able to play bully ball yesterday.
No doubt. Yeah, you're exactly right. Usually the defense is about a week, maybe even sometimes 2 weeks ahead of what the offense is during training camp because it's just easier to install and you know, you have a lot of guys back and, you know, the camaraderie and playing on the same page, being on the same page is easier to play on defense. So you're usually ahead of the game. But to hear out of the first day of training camp for the Steelers that the offense was really in control, I mean, I'd be excited, not too excited, but I'd be excited to know that not even your starting quarterback took the majority of reps. It was the backup quarterback who could potentially be your future quarterback that took the majority of reps. But whenever the starting quarterback, which is Russell Wilson, got his chance to go in there yesterday in 7-on-7 and some team periods, just handing the ball off, not really doing much, standing back there and throwing the ball, he was efficient. Like, I don't think he had a bad play. Whenever he was in on 7-on-7, Russell Wilson completed every single ball, and so did Justin Fields. And we were talking offline. I was like, you know, I wanted somebody to tweet me and tell me or text me what Arthur Smith has been doing, because for me, in reading everything, it seems like this offense is really taking control of everything, and he's really at the helm of that, and that's something that we haven't seen here in a long time.
No.
A long time. And to have the – I think he knows his personnel very well heading into this training camp, and especially Justin Fields. Little things like Justin Fields and seven shots, you know, running the option and catching the defense off guard and his speed and using him in different ways. You don't really see that, though. You really don't. You don't see the offense really take it to the defense, at least the first day of pads and training camp, though.
No, you don't. You don't usually see it earlier in the regular season either. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we've seen that firsthand here, Steelers go into Cincinnati a couple of years ago, and they beat the Bengals. through their defense. Five turnovers for Joe Burrow, and they bullied them. We saw it the year prior to that. Buffalo and that high-powered offense. The Steelers go in there, and through defense and special teams, they bully them. So for the Steelers' defense to get pushed around by the Steelers' offense, again, day one of pads. Again, we learned that last year, not always the preseason stuff can be telling. I do think it's at least a good sign. And to now broaden this out, I know some people that we talked to via the phones, text, tweets, some hosts on this station didn't love the design, the philosophy of the Steelers last year. Zigging when everyone else is zagging. High-powered offense. Throwing the ball all over the place. I never had a problem with the idea. It was the execution.
Yeah, right.
Now, it looks like they can be what they wanted to be the last 2 years. You've got a young, super talented offensive line. You've got two good running backs. You've got play-action quarterbacks. You've got tight ends. You've Darnell Washington yesterday supposedly did some nice things. You finally have the pieces and the schemer to do what you hoped you could do the last couple of years and last year in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never had a problem with, oh, we want to run the ball and play defense. I mean, I still think you're going to need to throw the ball and score points ultimately to win. But you can get there this way with a good play caller and with a good quarterback and with talented offensive linemen. I think they're where they wanted to be last year, now today.
Yeah, it definitely helps with Russell. I mean, even though Russell Wilson isn't participating fully, like, he is that extra coach, though. You don't think that he's helping Justin Fields. You don't think he's helping the offense. I mean, the guy's geared up all the time. He's ready to roll. He knows the offense already. He probably knew it as soon as he signed with the Steelers and Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator. First call he made was, like, let's get in the lab. Russell Wilson knows what's going on. To have him help with the offense, too, and to get everybody up to speed, I think that that's a huge component. That's something that you didn't have last year as well. I mean, you had a young Kenny Pickett, and you're trying to figure it out with him. You're trying to see if Mitch Trubisky, you know, if you can revitalize his career. And then you have Mason Rudolph, who's just kind of hanging around and trying to wait for his opportunity. There were so many things you had to manage last year that you don't have to manage this year, that you could focus on other things. Like, but Justin Fields, like, I know that he's raw, but Justin Fields, all the success that he's had in the NFL, he's created himself. He's never had an Arthur Smith. He's never had an offense that made sense. He's never had a good offensive line. All the success that he had in Chicago was his creation of himself. Now he's put in a situation where he has help, and you'll see the truest form of, you know, a high-level athlete whenever they do have help around them to bring the most out of them. And I think that that's what's transpiring a little bit right now in training camp, and especially with him being at the helm of having the control of the offense, not having to worry about anything and being the guy. Mm-hmm. And them looking at him being the guy because he wants to be the guy. He thought he was, and he's probably, I'm going to start ranting a little bit.
You got the face.
There's a lot of
football face.
There's a lot. And I think that this is, it's a subject that isn't talked about enough. With this Steelers team this year, I don't know how it's going to go. I hope it goes great. But what I do know is that there's a lot of players, a lot, that have chips on their shoulders and coaches this year. Arthur Smith has a chip on his shoulder. He got fired. He wants to prove that he could be a high-level offensive coordinator again. Najee Harris has a chip on his shoulder. He's battling with his position. You know, he's battling with another guy. He got his option turned down. George Pickens, can you be a number one receiver? Chip on your shoulder. Pat Freiermuth, once paid, didn't have a great year last year. Chip on his shoulder. I mean, Justin Fields, chip on his shoulder. Russell Wilson, chip on his shoulder. They want to prove that they can be as high of the level of players that they expect to be. That is a recipe for something good to happen whenever everybody is so hungry to prove. That's what you have, at least on offense. And then there's some guys on defense as well. Joey Porter Jr. wanting to prove, but it's not as much as offense. But this offense, Broderick Jones, Troy Fonte, you throw in the rookies, they want to prove. Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. They want to prove what they can do this year, and I think that that could be a good recipe of winning football.
Well, and a lot of people don't think the Steelers are going to be as good as the other teams in the division.
And that as well.
Just in totality. You know, Mike Tomlin's had to hear a bunch of stuff from people like me and a lot of others. So I agree with that. And I don't think it's clearly the most talented offense in the NFL. I don't think that Arthur Smith is the best play caller in the NFL. But I do finally think, I love the chip on your shoulder stuff. From a tangible standpoint, I also think that the talent finally matches up with the scheme.
Yes.
Finally. And you can't say you want to do something build your roster around that, and then have a play caller who doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground. And that's what they've had the last couple of years. And maybe a quarterback, too. Now they've got personnel that matches scheme.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.